I am an army brat. Here we go. My dad was in the army for more than 25 years, so we would travel around the country, and my parents would take us to all these, national parks and monuments and crap that I wasn't interested in at the time, but now I find has been very enriching and blah 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 blah. But when you're a preteen and you're 10 and you're with your parents, you don't want to be seen with them, so there's that. So I have lots of stories about how my dad has broken rules at each of these parks, but I will just tell you one. So we were in Colorado Springs at the Will Rogers Shrine, right? Am I saying that right? And the Cheyenne Zoo. And there is this shrine at the top of a mountain, and we want to go check it out. So my dad is, I should explain my dad first. He is, like I said, military, very strict, regimented, does what he wants to do. I like to pathologize my family, so I like to say that he has ODD, and my mom is very anxious. So there's that. So ODD dad, just keep that in mind, oppositional defiant disorder. So we're driving, and there's the entrance to go up to this shrine, and there's a huge line of cars and I think a pay station. So my dad says, "We're not waiting in that line. There's no way we're waiting in that line, and we're not paying a fee to get up the mountain, so let me take care of this." So he pulls aside, we leave the line, we park somewhere we're not supposed to park, there's a barrier, and us, my sister and I are in the back, my mom in the front. We all are very anxious. "No, I don't think we're supposed to park here. I think we should just wait in line. Let's just pay the fee. Here's my allowance. Let's just pay the fee, please." He says, "No, we're gonna walk up." So we park the car, he gets out. Again, we're protesting, we don't wanna do this, and he just looks back stoically, dad, militant guy, rules are made to be broken, and gets out of the car. So we start walking through the woods, over climb this barrier, start walking through the woods, and we're bushwhacking in the zoo and paving our own trail. There's no trail. No trespassing signs are all over the place, and still not listening to us. "Please just go back to the car." So he makes us walk up through this non-trail, and we get to the road. We think, okay, good. So we start walking up the road. This is family of four walking up the road. And cars are driving by and kind of like looking at us funny and stopping, slowing down. And I'm embarrassed and but we keep trucking. So then we get to the top and we are walking around and checking out the scenery. And it's beautiful. Colorado Springs is great. You should go there. It's beautiful. So then it's time to go back and we go into the little gift shop. And my mom starts making conversations, and she's talking to a park ranger, and she says, "Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to walk back down, and it was a beautiful walk, and blah, 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 blah." And he says, "You're not supposed to walk up here." And we say, "Oh, okay. Well, interesting, because we did." That would explain people staring at us. And he says, No, you're not supposed to walk up here. There's no walking up this mountain. Hold on. We're going to get park security to escort you down." So my mom, anxious, is probably freaking out inside, as am I, and we're going through the domino effect, like, "Oh, my, park security is gonna come get us, we're gonna get arrested, I'm never, oh my goodness, it's gonna be on my record forever, what am I gonna do?" And meanwhile, my dad disappears. I don't know where my dad went. He's gone. So we're talking to the park ranger, he's giving us a lecture for walking up, and then my dad pulls up in the van. He had escaped while we were being lectured by the park ranger, walked down the van, bushwhacked his way back to the van, got the van, came and got us like we were in some heist, and he was like, "Get on the van." So he's like, "Get on the van." We're like, "Sweet, no, we're not gonna get arrested." And we get in the car, and that was a relief, but again, my mom and I, extremely anxious, just to bring in the lowest low part, we're just down to the lowest place we could get in the van. Like, "Don't, I hope they don't see us. Oh my God." They're going to follow us out. But we got out safely, and I have no record. So there we go.